Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And away we go in the season finale for the LSU Fighting Tiger football program. Welcome into the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate and Show. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick here with you till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll hand it off to the LSU Sports Radio Network. It is the LSU Fighting Tigers against the Texas A&M Aggies at 6 p.m. right here on your home for WWL Tiger football. Herb, the finale. We didn't see it kind of getting to this point, but here we are. The Tigers' season likely over after today's game.
K-Dog, man, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving spent with the family and everything. You're absolutely right, man. It's just, you know, we didn't see it coming, this season turning out like this, but here we are. It seemed like it's been a long, 6 weeks, I think, or 5 weeks since they made the announcement that they were going to, let Coach O go. And it's just been really hard to watch. It's been very difficult as a fan, as a former Tiger guy that bleeds purple and gold. But still rooting for the Tigers, right? Still, you know, backing them in every chance and opportunity that I get or that I've had. But here we are. So, you know, I'm just anxiously awaiting the announcement of the new head coach, whomever it may be, and that's what I'm looking forward to myself personally.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And speaking of, look, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about the matchup between LSU and Texas A&M, but as the reports get more and more heated, the picture for who the next LSU coach could be is starting to become a little more clear, Herb. And what I mean by that is Mel Tucker got an extension at Michigan State, well-deserved. And then Lane Kiffin's off the table. Jimbo, we know, is not coming. Baylor just gave Dave Aranda an extension. So what I think people have to understand about this whole process is Aranda, Tucker, and others, they're represented by a guy named Jimmy Sexton, who's an agent. Mm-hmm. So he's going to leak these names because he's trying to get his guys paid, all right?
That's right.
So now it's the heat is on Lincoln Riley. That's supposedly the guy that Scott Woodward is prepared to hire from Oklahoma. First off, I love – if that's the hire, that's a home run. Herb, you agree?
I agree 100%. I think, what a huge get, right? I mean, the guy has proven himself to, you know, be a great leader of young men. He's able to recruit. He's, quote-unquote, the quarterback whisperer as well. You look at his QBs over the past 4 or 5 years, he's got 2 Heisman Trophy winners and 3 candidates. So, I think that what we've always wanted out of LSU, we got in 2019, right? And let's call it what it is. That was a one-hit wonder, right? And if you bring a guy like Lincoln Riley in, he brings consistency to not only that position at quarterback, but the whole offensive game plan, whole offensive game, you know, scheme offensively. He just brings consistency every year, year in and year out. The one thing that, I think that he's got to get better with is whoever he decides to have as his D coordinator to be ready for SEC football. He's had some great, talented recruits and guys that's played for him at Oklahoma on the defensive side of the ball. And look, they've all been drafted and they go on and play really good NFL careers. But once they get into that, you know, the playoffs or they play the Alabamas and anybody in the SEC, it's been a little challenge for them, let's say that, at the least. So, you know, I'm hoping that if this is the guy, I just, you know, that's the only thing that kind of, you know, if I had to poke at anything, that would be the only thing. Outside of that, I think it's a splash hire. I think it's a great hire, and I think it's exactly what the LSU fans would want to see.
Yeah, you highlighted his resume, and you know, the LSU football program has never hired a guy like this. What I mean by that is basically the offensive coordinator, the guy who calls the plays, designs the plays. That's as you a term you used, the quarterback whisperer. You mentioned, and you talk about Kyler Murray. Look at him flourishing in the NFL with the Cardinals. Baker Mayfield, jury's kind of out on him. I'm not a big Baker Mayfield fan in terms of I don't think he's not a guy that that you can go win a championship with and he can put a team on his shoulders. But they've got a track record, Lincoln Riley does. I'm missing somebody. Baker Mayfield.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, that's right. That's right. Yep. That's right. Jalen Hurts. But, yeah, he better find a defensive guru to match his offensive guru-ness, if that makes any sense.
That's right. Yes,
I made up a
that's
word.
Right. I like it, baby. I like it.
So, because the Sooners have had poor defense. They could score points, but, man, they're going to get a lot of points scored on them. And, look, everybody would say, Herb, well, why would Lincoln leave Oklahoma for LSU when Oklahoma's in the SEC in a couple of years? Well,
right.
Look where you got to recruit. You're competing against Texas Tech, TCU, and trying to recruit in the state of Texas and Oklahoma. The talent is much thicker and richer here in Louisiana, and that you're not competing with anybody within the state. So if you win the state and then get outside the state and maybe pluck a few recruits from Texas, which LSU has had a history of doing, Houston has been a fertile recruiting ground for them. So that's the attractiveness, along with money, obviously. Herb, it's easy to see for Lincoln Riley why he would want to come to LSU.
Well, look, I mean, and you also throw LSU in that mix of those, you know, teams he's got to compete with.
Yeah,
as far as,
that's right.
You know, recruiting. So
yeah,
it's in that general vicinity. So if you take a look at that as a whole, and then you add and sprinkle in the one, if these numbers are accurate, $130 million over 10 years, making him the highest paid offensive or just high paid coach in college football. And then, look, at the end of the day, you know, Norman, Oklahoma is a great place, but there's nothing like Saturday night in Baton Rouge. You know, nothing like Saturday night in Death Valley, you know, and to get paid for it. And ultimately, I think that his ability to be able to recruit whoever he wants and also get those guys to come to LSU would be far greater than he would be able to do if he was still at Oklahoma or if he was, you know, continuing to coach at Oklahoma and try to get those same exact players. I think those players would navigate more to LSU, and then that just would make his job a little bit easier. And now all he has to do is just develop him. And I think that also, too, with a guy like Scott Woodward being your athletic director, he's a guy that's not going to stop at anything to get you everything that you need to be completely successful, especially in football. I mean, he's just not going to stop it. He's going to do any and everything he can in every which way legally and make it happen, period. And look, I'm going to tell you, man, that's a big selling point, in my opinion, as well, to have an AD and I foresee Scott being there for a very, very long time until he's ready to retire and walk away. I don't, you know, if he continues to make – so you're thinking, you go back and you look at his hires, right, Jay Johnson – and then I'm sorry, I can't think of the women's basketball coach at the present moment, but Kim Mulkey. And then let's just say you bring in the Lincoln Riley. I mean, come on, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, look, the jury's still out a little bit with Jay.
But you know how high I am on Jay Johnson, and obviously Kim Mulkey. How could you not be excited about Kim Mulkey? I mean, Kim Mulkey she's up there with Pat Summitt in terms of women's basketball and coaching. I mean, she's at that level. I'm not saying she amassed those wins, but you get the point.
That's right, and I agree with you 100%. But, you know, with Jay, it's still kind of out. I'm not saying that he's not going to be great. I think he will be everything that we know and think that he can be. But then you add Lincoln Riley into that mix, and that's just a great, great three hires within, the first 2 years of you being an athletic director at LSU? I mean, dude, that's just, at the end of the day, it's just nothing short of phenomenal in my opinion. And look, Lincoln Riley still has some things that he needs to actually show as well, right? Yeah. And we all know how great of an offensive mind he is and how well he develops quarterbacks. But can he get himself over the hump and get into the national championship game and win it? And I think at LSU, I think he'll be able to do that because I just think that he'd have little bit different caliber of talent that would come into the system, or you know, be his recruits coming in at LSU would be a little bit better than what he would get at Oklahoma. And not saying that Oklahoma doesn't get really good recruits. It's just, I just think that we have a little bit better talent acquisition here and a better eye for it, in my opinion.
Scott Woodward was hired, Herb, quite frankly, for this particular move that he's about to execute. What I mean by that is he was brought in to where, whether Coach O had coached another 5 years or another 8 years, which he probably wouldn't have. My point, though, is that's why they brought him in, is to hire the potential – to potentially hire the football coach.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, you know, the powers that be knew at some point, like you said, Coach O would either, you know, fizzle out, or they'd have to fire him, or he'd retire at some point, whatever. And who's the next best guy to find the next best coach for LSU? I mean, none other than Scott. And look, and like I said, his track record precedes him and is awesome. And I think that he's going to continue to be that guy for LSU. He's going to raise money. He's going to represent the school and university in the way it's supposed to represent, you know, TAF in the way it's supposed to be represented. And I just, you know, I think at the end of the day, the LSU faithful and fans and alumni should definitely be really happy about having Scott Woodward as a part of our community, and to watch the things that he's making happen now is just nothing short of awesome and phenomenal, period. That's what I think.
Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, we're just getting started here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right here on WWL. LSU and Texas A&M this afternoon, this evening I should say. I'll be watching the game by a fire outdoor, the outdoor fire pit, watching it outside. Welcome into the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, who welcome in now, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike, it's pretty much over after today. Well, the big theme is going to be who the next coach will be, and that appears to be Lincoln Riley. Is that right?
I think it certainly has moved in that direction. And, you know, he was the guy right off the bat we spoke about. I think when you had a top three, there was no doubt Scott Woodward really wanted Jimbo. And, you know, because just the ties with him, LSU ties, having known him as an assistant coach, and Scott, you know, luring him away from Florida State to Texas A&M. But, you know, Jimbo came about as close as Jimbo could come to saying he's staying at Texas A&M. Now, you got to understand, it was in Jimbo-nese, so to speak. You know, he does a really good job of it. Man, he can shovel it real good. But he's quite the character about words and everything else. And, man, he talks faster than I do or Hebert. So, you know, it's difficult to do that. But it looks as though he would stay, and there was no doubt that the president of LSU, William Tate, you know, he had a lot of interest, and deservedly so, in a guy like Mel Tucker and what Mel's done at Michigan State. And this was a team that most people thought they might win five this year, maybe six. They're up to nine. So, you know, Mel got paid. You know, he got $96 million. So that. He got paid to stay, and I think now it's all chips in with Lincoln. And Scott has always made the comment that, you know, he goes big game hunting, and he wants that coach to tell him no. And we're fixing to find out, I think, pretty quick if Lincoln's going to tell him yes or no. But that it's a big contract. Louisiana's got just – so much talent in this state. And you think about if you recruiting, you know, you might have one every once in a while, two five-star players from the state of Louisiana, I mean, from Oklahoma. In Louisiana, you probably got three to four each year. Four-star guys, you probably have five to six. In Oklahoma, you probably got a dozen, 13 in Louisiana. Doesn't take much to add up them numbers, and you can recruit Texas and the Florida Panhandle and Mississippi, Alabama, and LSU's become a national recruit team. So it's going to be hard to turn that down. Now, again, I don't know his family situation. Maybe he enjoys Norman, Oklahoma. Maybe his family wants to stay there. Maybe his next move is the NFL in some manner. But, man, that when it's going to come down to money and you look around you and the talent, LSU is going to be would be hard to turn down. And so the ball's in his court.
Mike Dettillier, NFL and college football analyst, along with Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick here. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. And we're talking about LSU potential hire of Lincoln Riley. And, Mike, is there a tripwire or is there a wild card to consider?
Well, it's, you know, I've been involved in some of these about giving suggestions of coaches. And, man, some of the wildest things you could imagine get involved with a coach deciding to stay. And sometimes he gets pulled by the heartstrings, and sometimes it's a family decision. Sometimes it's, you know, maybe somebody that he's close to telling him you better off staying than leaving. So there's a lot of different elements to this. It's just not going to be about money. It's going to be about what do you think is best for you and your family in the future. It's not about today. You know what you're going to get today. It's about tomorrow and next year, next couple years. And so how do you feel about it? And so if there's a tripwire there, it's potentially could be. But you never know. And sometimes it's the smallest things that is the tripwire. If there's a tripwire involved and he doesn't take it, then I think LSU would turn toward Mark Stoops at Kentucky.
Yeah.
But I think it's all chips in. I think it's all chips in right now. For Lincoln, you got a tough task today, too. Oklahoma State is playing really good football. The shocking thing is how good they play on defense. They've always been a team known to put points on the board, but they give up a ton. That has not been the case this year. And Caleb Williams, who almost looked like Superman when you put him in, has sort of been mere mortal the past couple of weeks. He hasn't been the superstar guy, and you can understand that. Young guy, freshman, just coming into that situation, he's going to have some up-and-down moments. And is he part of a deal, too? If Lincoln leaves, does he leave?
Right.
And remember who was the number two team on Caleb Williams' list when he made the selection? It was LSU.
Mm-hmm. I like to hear you talk, Mike. That sounds great. Seems like a dream solution or a situation that would happen if Lincoln Riley takes the job offer here at LSU. To move off of that just a little bit, I'd like to know, what do you think about tonight? You got Jimbo coming in with Texas A&M. His name is still on the board in regards to potentially being, a candidate for the job, while also speaking Jimbo knees. And you also have Ed Orgeron's last game, and the guys that are playing for him are freshmen, some sophomores, some juniors, and some guys that really hadn't gotten a chance before. What do you think this game is going to be like tonight? The atmosphere as well as the play on the field.
Herb, I'll share this with you. I texted him this morning, and I told him, I said, Coach, I know you don't have any more eligibility left. And he texted me back just a few minutes right before the phone you guys called, and he's like, no, but I wish I did. I think he would want to stop it on one more time. I know one thing. It's going to be emotional for him. I know how much this job meant to him and what what LSU and representing Louisiana, what it meant to him as a guy that grew up on the bayou with him. So I knew what it means. And so he's going to be emotional. And I think his team senses this is not just another game for him. They know it's the end. And even if you win here, come on, he ain't coaching no bowl game. I know Woodward said that initially, but come on. Man, if you believe that, I got Mountain Front property behind my home here on the buyer to sell you. That ain't happening. This is it tonight. You know, for Jimbo, it's been such a weird series for him, you know, because, you know, he wants to win this, certainly. Last year was a great run. You know, and again, man, how they got left out, because I really thought they were one of the top four teams in college football last year. You know, it wasn't in the cards for them to get in. It's a rebuilding year because of what happened at quarterback. But, man, their defense is good. They are really stout. And you probably got, on that defense, 9 guys over the next 2 years that will get drafted into the NFL. That's how much talent they have on defense. So I know both of them want this win in the worst. Again, it's an emotional game for Ed and for LSU. There is a path to victory, but we've all seen it that LSU has struggled so much on offense this year, just tremendously struggled. At first it was they couldn't run the football. Now they can run it a little bit, but I don't know how much they'll run it tonight against that defense, who was really good stopping the run. Max has been maddeningly inconsistent throwing the football. You don't have Butte to kind of bail you out. And Besh has been hurt, you know. He hardly practiced all week long, so bad. But I will say this, man, you talk about some hard hitting will go on tonight, they're going to have it. Because basically, I think for LSU, this is their bowl game. This is it. They understand that, and they're going to go all out. And the dislike between both these clubs are pretty long and pretty strong. They not dislike, they really hate one another, to be honest with you. And there's friction, you know, because Ed knew that, you know, about the Jimbo stuff. I mean, come on, you know, don't take Sherlock Holmes to figure that out, that he gets it. So, man, I think LSU's going to give you everything they got tonight. The thing is it enough to get you a W? And my biggest concern is I think they can play offensively. And, you know, A&M has not been super dynamic on offense. I just don't know, do they have enough to score against this type team that can at times hit the big play and get you points up on the board.
Michigan just took down Ohio State 42-27, the first win for Jim Harbaugh with the maize and blue against Ohio State. Big accomplishment. They're partying pretty hard up there in Ann Arbor, Mike.
Yeah, by the time he wins, you know, because my money was on him 3 times. I finally got a cash in today. So I will say that by Jim. But, man, listen, you could see it, you know, because, man, this is an old Buddy Diliberto deal. But when you trash a team by 40 points or more the next week, you don't cover.
Yeah.
Look what happened last week. They beat the ever-loving stew out of Michigan State. I mean, they beat them every which way. They could have named the score in that game. And I always think that takes an emotional toll on you and focus that you think you're a lot better than what you are. And, man, it's like 15% of the time that when you beat an opponent by 40 points or more, you do not cover the next week. And not only did they not cover, they got beat. And the score was no indication of how Michigan grabbed a hold of this game early and made a bunch of big plays, and they moved that football on Ohio State defensively. And how impressed I was with Michigan's defense. Man, those 3 receivers they got all will play in the NFL, all potentially first-round picks. And the guy, Jameson Williams, you know, he couldn't see a starting spot at Ohio State. He goes to Alabama, you know, and he's one of the star receivers in college football today. It's amazing that he was part of that foursome that Ohio State had at wide receiver. So, man, listen, it's a great accomplishment for Jim. He finally got it off his back. It took him a while, but finally got it off his back. And he can kind of breathe that sigh of relief that he finally beat Ohio State. But you could tell today was different. Almost right off the bat, they hung in there. And I think if Ohio State jumps on you early, man, you in trouble. They're like a bad cat, man. It's hard to get them off you. They got off of them real quick. And Michigan really played good football today, really did. Now, hats off to Harbaugh. He was under a lot of pressure today, under a tremendous pressure.
Hassan Haskins, 5 touchdowns, leads number 5 Michigan over number 2 Ohio, 42-27. Their first win for Michigan in this rivalry since 2011. So it's been 10 years since Michigan has beaten Ohio State. And Ohio
State,
you
know what this reminds you of, guys? Alabama, LSU.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure does. Same year. It was that year. It was in 2011. I mean.
And then they beat them in 2019. But it has a lot of similarities that you come into this game with hopes and dreams that you can beat them, and they somehow find a way. Most of the time it's been blowouts. It hasn't been close games. That was a close game a few years back.
Yeah, Mike, they had them on the ropes a few years ago, and then Michigan just imploded. They just self-destructed.
And Michigan has taken some really good butt whippings by the Buckeyes. So it has similarities to Alabama, LSU in a lot of ways.
Ball analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike, give me a prediction for tonight.
I think it's close, I'll go with 23-20, something in that range. I think LSU has a shot here, but I just don't feel good about if you're relying on Max to make the big plays throwing the football against that defense, which got that much talent on it. And, man, listen, they loaded. And Elko's done a great job defensively. That's the big difference that I see in A&M with Jimbo that I didn't see at the end at Florida State. Man, A&M can play some defense. And Elko's done a great job as a defensive coordinator there. And, boy, can they recruit. They got talent big time. And they're too deep. You're looking at a team that's built not only for today but for tomorrow.
Mike, thanks again, man. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon in the game.
Y'all take care.
All right, you do the same. All right, we'll step away and come back. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Talking about LSU and Texas A&M, also focusing quite a bit on Lincoln Riley, the presumed target for Scott Woodward to be that next head coach for the LSU Fighting Tiger football program. Herb, I want to talk a little bit about what's going through right now those seniors' minds, or those juniors that are draft eligible, knowing this is the last game that they're ever going to play likely in an LSU uniform. You've been there. What was that like?
Well, you know, this particular, I guess, senior class, draft eligible class is a little bit different only because, they got an extra year with the COVID situation. And now, you know, they're at the bitter end of what was a very great run with them, you know, because, I mean, every season besides last season and this season has been really good for them. And right now you're thinking to yourself, what could I have done to make things a little bit better or different? You know, did I give 100%? Did I put in the work? Was I a great teammate? Was I a great leader to help, our team be better than what it is or what it was last year as well? But you can't have any regrets either. So you go out tonight and you know you leave it all on the field no matter what. Every blood, sweat, tear, smile, everything, handshake, all of it, you just leave it all out there and you go all out. I mean, I don't think it's far-fetched for LSU to win this game tonight. I think Texas A&M is a good team. I don't think they're a great team. I think we match up very well with them, even though we have a lot of our, projected starters for this year that are out due to injury or whatever else. The guys that's going to be out there tonight, I think we match up pretty well with them. And look, I think that I think Max Johnson is going to play probably one of his best games tonight. I think that the offensive line is going to try to open some holes up, and I think they're definitely going to try to get TDP some, you know, that over that 1,000-yard hump. He's at 916 right now, 916 yards rushing. So that's going to be something that they're you know, there's some small little rewards or accomplishments that can be made tonight with or without a victory. But at the end of the day, I think those small awards and accomplishments can lead to a huge victory for LSU. And it's, you know, and you know, you're looking at this game and you're thinking to yourself, you're like, man, there's no way, you know, all the cards are stacked against them. But, you know, this is one of those games where you just, you play for pride. And we've been talking about that the last yep. 4 or 5 weeks. And I definitely think the guys have played with a ton of pride today, tonight, and just, you know, do it for Coach O. They're going to do it for themselves, you know, because Coach O said it last week. He's like, you know, these guys are playing for their NFL careers. They're not just playing for you know, for LSU at this present moment. They're also playing for that. They have to put, you know, play on tape, as they say, or video, so these teams, these scouts can see them and see them play well against quality opponents every week. You know, and I think tonight is definitely one of those nights that you know, you can either make yourself a lot of money or you can, you know, make yourself not drafted. It depends on how you look at it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're wearing a purple and gold and you want to represent, you know, the name that's on the back of the jersey as well as the name on the side of the helmet, and then, you know, and then play for the coach that's on the sideline and the fans that are in the stadium. And so, you know, you just go out there and you do everything you can, but you don't leave anything. You can't second guess yourself whether or not you gave it your all at all.
Empty the tank. If you're LSU. That's it. He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. Back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Hope everybody's Thanksgiving weekend is going well. Herb, how was yours? Your Thanksgiving day?
Wonderful, man. Spent it with family, and we enjoyed some good food. Only really ate Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving Day. But you know me, I'm Chef Boy or Herb T, okay? And I went out this morning and I bought me some shrimp, some sausage, some hot sausage, and some chicken. And I made my own gumbo this morning. And I also got me some turkey necks, and I bought me some turkey necks too today. So this is my wife is out in Atlanta. She was watching my daughter dance against Georgia Bulldogs. That didn't turn out too well as far as the game. So it's me and Zoe, our little puppy, hanging out this weekend. And so, you know what? I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do my Chef Bar Herb Teasy thing and make it happen. So when the wife comes home on Monday, she'll have a nice little fresh gumbo and some turkey necks for the week if she wants a little snack. That's it.
There you go.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There you go, Herb. Good job. This is perfect gumbo weather.
That's right.
It is perfect.
And look, I make the best gumbo ever, period. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I'll take my gumbo to anywhere, and it's going to win first place.
It's on. You and I are going to have a gumbo cook-off.
Well, let's do it, baby. I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
Do you do your roux from scratch?
Of course. I get it from scratch.
Yeah,
yes,
yours
sir.
Is better than mine. Yours is better than mine.
It doesn't matter. It's okay. As long as it tastes good, right?
No, I cheat. I use Blue Runner.
You can. That's all right. You can use Blue Runner, Run Blue. It doesn't matter. It could be the Red Walker. It doesn't matter. I got you. I can teach you a little something. I'll learn you a little something, as they say.
Herb, my Thanksgiving was disappointing just because if you watch the game Thursday night between the Saints and the Bills, it was a little frustrating.
It was. It was not only frustrating, but, you know, at the end of the day, you look at it as a whole, you kind of the same season kind of turned out like LSU season, right? It's just all the number one guys are injured or not playing for whatever reason. And then you have a guy in Trevor Siemian who's just at the present moment was not slated to be a starter. And we knew that going in, and it's just not that. But it's not all the blame can't be placed on him. Some other players need to step up as well. But here we are.
I'm with you. It's not all Trevor Siemian, but he's got a little bit to do with it, and I think it's time to go on to the Taysom Hill experiment.
That's right. That's right. Or they can call old Herb Teasy out of retirement. I give him two plays, babe.
More than I could give him. I couldn't even give him a half a play.
That's right.
All right. 1 hour down, one more to go. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on the home of the Fighting Tigers, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.